More schedule breakdown on a Friday. Some easy portions, some difficult parts, and a positional situation for the opponents that's going to help the Lions. It's all on a Friday. Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And what's good, everybody? Matt Derry with you on a Friday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day on a Friday, May 12th into the weekend, Saturday, May 13th. Thanks for checking us out, making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions and finding us wherever you get your podcasts. And most importantly, those of you watching on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, where you can watch and subscribe for free each and every day. Coming up on the show, a lot to get into today. We went over the schedule last night with the schedule release, kind of went through the games. I want to do that again today, but get a little bit more specific. Vegas and the folks at Bet Michigan. Actually, I want to get this right. Yes, BetMichigan.com created a point system to determine the toughest three-game stretch for the Lions. We'll tell you what that is coming up momentarily. Also, I look at the opponents, and I see something that the opponents don't have that the Lions have when you go up and down this schedule, especially weeks 2 through 6. We're going to get into that coming up on the show as well. Rookie mini camp is here. Players are in town. And a lot of the rookies get an opportunity for their first taste of 2-2-2 down in Allen Park. And it's exciting. And there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team. And I heard a lot of national people today giving the Lions a lot of love. All of that today right here on Locked On Lions. We appreciate you joining us, making us your first listen, following us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. And again, find us free wherever you get your podcasts on YouTube. Just go to our Locked On Lions YouTube channel. All right, so we touched on it a lot yesterday. The Lions schedule for this season coming up in 2023 is not that difficult. When you really look at it and you dissect it, the most difficult game and the toughest game that the Lions are going to have to play is the opener. You know, everybody's excited for Thursday, September 7th. Dan Campbell even made a comment about it on the NFL Network last night. Like, they're jacked for this. The coaching staff's excited. The players are excited. Why not go up against the best of the best, the heavyweight champs, as Dan Campbell said today, the Chiefs, and see where you are right off the bat. I made it a point last night. I'll repeat it again. New secondary with Emmanuel Mosley and Cam Sutton and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Brian Branch, and you're getting Tracy Walker back, Kirby Joseph in year two, Will Harris and Jerry Jacobs, maybe in different roles than they're used to from the past few years. A new secondary needs some time to blend and develop, yet they're going up against Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs right off the bat. Not going to be an easy task for sure, but it is very exciting. But you look at the schedule, and a couple of things stand out that we didn't get to yesterday. Number one, the Lions are playing teams from the NFC South. All right, so week 5, they'll play the Carolina Panthers at Ford Field. Carolina last year beat the snot out of the Lions on that hard-as-a-rock turf down in Carolina, and it was a complete disaster. But I think that was more of an anomaly than anything. Panthers are a good football team. And now that they've got Frank Reich and they've got Bryce Young, they're going to be better. But they're still not as good as Detroit, in my opinion. Tampa Bay the next week. I think the Bucs are a joke. I think they're a bad team, and now they're even worse without Tom Brady. Yeah, they've improved a little bit on the offensive and defensive lines where they needed help, but I don't see that being a very good football team. New Orleans at New Orleans in week 13. The Saints do very little for me. I don't see that big of a threat coming from New Orleans, playing that Saints team. So, you know, you look at those teams in Atlanta, of course, in week 3. Who's it going to be? Desmond Ridder? Taylor Heinicke? Nothing scares me about the NFC South. So that's the teams you're playing, you know, within the conference and going cross-division there. The Baltimore game week 7 is going to be difficult. That's based on the scheduling and strength of schedule from the year before. that the Lions are going to face the Ravens. But think about this for a second. This is somewhere where I wanted to go to start the show today and get into. From week one, where you're facing Patrick Mahomes and the best team you'll see on your schedule the entire year, from week one to week seven, all right, so weeks two through six, let's say, the Lions are going to be facing quarterbacks by the names of Geno Smith, Ritter or Heinicke, Jordan Love, Bryce Young, who's going to be playing in his fifth NFL game, and either Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield. Then you'll get Lamar Jackson. So in between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, it's a cavalcade of scrubs. Geno Smith had a really good year last year. Geno Smith came to Ford Field last year with the Seahawks and put up 40-burger on us, on the Lions. All right? He improved immensely. He had a really good season. But Geno Smith, Desmond Ritter, maybe Taylor Heinicke, Jordan Love, Bryce Young, who's never played in the NFL before, Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield, the Lions have got to make hay in weeks two through six, playing, quite honestly, questionable quarterbacks. I mean, you look at the entire schedule and you go, Mahomes, okay, week one. Lamar, week seven, not going to be easy. Garoppolo in week eight, but by week eight, will he already be hurt? Justin Herbert, week 10. Justin Fields, okay, everybody's crowning him. Derek Carr with the Saints. Russell Wilson, who's garbage now with the Broncos. Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott. Those are the quarterbacks you're going to be facing this season. And the Lions feel like they've got a pretty darn good one in Jared Goff, who's coming off a season where he and Ben Johnson worked very well together, and this team feels very good about where they are from the standpoint of quarterback play. But nothing scares you on this schedule about a stretch of games against really good quarterbacks, especially in the NFC, right? The NFC teams you're facing, those quarterbacks, Geno Smiths and Desmond Ritters and Kyle Trasks of the world, Justin Fields. There are people on the internet, on the Twitter machine, saying Justin Fields, top three quarterback in the NFC, putting him ahead of Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins and, you know, putting him behind Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott. What does that tell you about this conference? The Lions are an improved football team. But you look at the schedule and go, man, the quarterbacks they have to face, especially outside or inside this conference, are trash. Yeah, they got to play the AFC West. Sure, Mahomes, Herbert, Garoppolo, Wilson. Those are big names. They're not facing Josh Allen this year. They're not facing Joe Burrow this year. They're not facing Deshaun Watson. Yeah, they got to play Lamar Jackson. That's a tough one. That will not be easy. But, you know, no Tua, no Aaron Rodgers. No Mac. I'm just kidding. Mac Jones. I'm making a joke. But this is a schedule that is very playable. Very playable for success for this Lions team to win 10, 11, do I dare say 12 football games? I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility. No, the Lions have to stay healthy. Yes. The Lions still have to address who the backup quarterback will be if anything happens to Jared Goff. That Chiefs game is going to be difficult because of the secondary. How long will it take that secondary to gel? We saw what Seattle did last year when they came into Ford Field. The Lions couldn't stop the Seahawks. Never got a stop in that game. So the first couple games will be a little bit difficult, for sure. All right, coming up next, what's the most difficult stretch of games for this Lions team? Our friends at Bet Michigan tell us. We'll do that coming up next. First of all, I got to tell you about Built Bar. I've been talking about Built Bar for a couple of years now, each and every day. When I know I need some protein to start my day, I'm a sweets guy. I like sugary stuff. Built Bars are the best. They are the best tasting protein bar on the market. They're better than anything I've had, and I've tried them all. They taste good, and they're good for you. Only 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar. Love the cookies and cream bar. Love the churro bar. The new peanut butter puff. executive producer Nathan Litke got it the other day, told me about it. Those puffs are tremendous. You like a little marshmallow treat, only about 150, 160 calories? Go to built.com right now and check it out. Put in the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your first order. We love Built Bars. They're the best. And now, if you're a Walmart shopper or even Sam's Club, you can get boxes at those locations as well. So check it out. Go to built.com. Again, put in the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order at built.com. Thanks to our everydayers who check out the show every single day right here on Locked On Lions. We appreciate you making us your first listen every day and checking us out. My guy Angry Johnny on Twitter, I know he's out there. All the fine folks, everybody that listens and everybody that has been so supportive of Locked On Lions. We've built a pretty good show here, especially on YouTube. We've got over 5,000 subscribers now. I think we're getting close to 6,000. So we appreciate you checking out the show each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. Brian Fanish, what's up, Brian? Maddie Style, all the folks watching the show or listening to the show each and every day here on Locked On Lions. It's a Friday edition. Schedule's out. We are so excited about it. Home opener, again, for those of you that are looking to get tickets, and I guess tickets are going like crazy at Ford Field. That home opener is going to come up Sunday, September 17th. You got back-to-back home games in September after the Thursday nighter against Kansas City with Seattle and Atlanta. Before that Thursday night game on Amazon Prime Video. By the way, is this the last year of Al Michaels? Can it please be? Like, I like Al Michaels. I used to argue on my old 105.1 show with Maz. Tommy hated Al Michaels. But Al Michaels last year on those Thursday night Amazon games with Kirk Herbstreit, Michaels was a tough listen. And we're going to get Al Michaels for week 4 when the Lions go to Green Bay to play the Packers under the lights. I wonder about Al and his passion for calling games still, because it was certainly a rough listen. By the way, the Lions' third preseason game, I'm being told, against the Carolina Panthers, August 25th, is going to be a Friday, August 25th, on CBS game. So that's going to be another national broadcast for this team, although it's in the preseason. Crazy to think. Three Thursday games, a Saturday night game, and a Monday night game. First Monday night game at Ford Field since 2018 for the Lions when they play the Las Vegas Raiders at Ford Field. I said this last night. Silver and black, those Raider uniforms, silver helmets, under the lights, albeit the indoor lights. Just awesome. Night before Halloween. It's going to be sweet. I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait for the season. I know many of you can't wait either. All right, a lot of optimism in Allen Park, certainly, and a lot of optimism about the Lions winning the NFC North. They are the current betting favorites in Las Vegas. If you go to our betting friends website at FanDuel, the official betting partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. What's the toughest stretch, though, of this schedule for the Lions? BetMichigan.com, if I could talk, created a point system to determine the toughest three-game stretch of the season, of the schedule for the upcoming NFL season for the Lions. So there's a point system. So they determined through methodology, so they awarded 1 to 4 points for each grouping of 8 teams in final standings from last year, 2 points for an away game, 2 points for a short week, 1 point for international game, 1 point for divisional opponent, and 1 point for primetime games. So, for example, the Lions playing Saturday night, but on Sunday night football, or it's a Monday night football game, but it's Saturday night, ABC, ESPN, week 17 against Dallas, is a 7-point game based from off of the methodology. The Vikings at the Vikings the week before that is a 6-point game, and Minnesota coming to Ford Field is a 4-point game. So that 17-point stretch of Dallas, week 17, and Minnesota sprinkled in add up to 17 points. That is the toughest three-game stretch of the Lions' schedule, according to BetMichigan.com. Now, again, a couple of caveats. Number one, let's say the Lions are cruising and playing so well. Week 18 at home against the Vikings could have zero meaning. It could be a game where Nate Sudfeld is starting, or Hendon Hooker is playing, or Teddy Bridgewater, whoever backs up Jared Goff. That's a possibility. There's also a chance that if the Lions wrap up the division early, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am, that two of the last three games against the Vikings may have very little meaning in terms of winning the division. Knowing Dan Campbell and the way the Lions are built, they're going to play every game hard, but I'm just making that point. The other three games that I think are going to be a very tough stretch for Detroit, but not as tough as what BetMichigan.com is saying, are weeks 5 through 7. Carolina's not going to be a slouch, all right? The Panthers, I think, are going to improve with their Bryce Young situation. They've got a decent young team. They've got a good coaching staff. You've got coaches on that staff like Deuce Staley and Todd Wash from the Lions who are going to come back to Ford Field. They're going to know how to defend the Lions a little bit. That stretch of Carolina week 5 at home, at Tampa Bay week 6, and at Baltimore week 7 is not going to be easy. I don't have an issue with the Bucs. I don't like Tampa Bay. I think Todd Bowles is not a good coach. I think the Lions will win that football game, but it's never easy to go on the road, and that Tampa defense is still pretty darn good. So that Carolina-Tampa-Baltimore stretch, not going to be easy either. But I agree with BetMichigan.com. I do think the three toughest games will be having to play at Minnesota and at Dallas back-to-back, and then coming off of a night game Saturday night in Dallas to then come home and play Minnesota again, and that game may have meaning within the division, may be a little bit difficult. We shall see. All right, we're going to wrap up this week's podcast. I've got a little ode to one of the Lions, and we will do that coming up next. All right, final thing on this week's wrap-up show here on a Friday on Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Marvin Jones is already having a big impact on some of the Lions' younger players. I've been told by a few people that are close with the team that already Marvin Jones is bonding with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Of course, Marvin's coming back to Detroit, but he was never a teammate of Amon-Ra's because Amon-Ra's only been playing now for 2 seasons. And Marvin, of course, left a few years ago to go to Jacksonville. But we talk about presence of having some veteran players in that locker room. And the Lions are still a pretty young team. But a guy like Marvin Jones is going to be so important and so vital to this football team. And I've heard already he's taken some of these young guys under his wing. He's already working out with them. He's already teaching them. And I just hope that eventually Marvin Jones gets around Jameson Williams more. We've all seen the video this week. It was on Jameson Williams' Instagram, where he basically was down in Detroit on Mack Avenue during the day, handing out $100 bills in his car while he's filming and he's videoing it on his phone. He's handing out $100 bills to kids just randomly in his car. And there were some people that posted it and reposted and said, oh, look at Jameson Williams. And, you know, he's in the hood handing out money. I found that to be a little weird. Like, why is he doing that? Is this a charity event? Is it something that he organized? Did he go through the team? Why is he filming himself, you know? Hey, why is he filming himself using on his phone handing out money to kids? Yeah, I guess it's a nice gesture and it's cool, but what's going on there? I find sometimes when and you guys are great listeners of the show. You guys send me Jameson Williams' Instagram lives. I see a lot of this stuff. I know some of it's a little immature, but I just hope that Marvin Jones can get his paws and mitts on Jameson Williams and help him throughout this season. I still am not giving up on Jameson Williams. I think he's a little bit young and immature. He's a heck of a talent. I think the Lions made a little bit of a statement by not giving him the number one that he kind of wanted after Jeff Okuda got let go. He's going to grow up. But I just saw that video the other day, and it reminded me about how Marvin Jones is going to be a tone setter in that locker room with his veteran presence, and hopefully he can mentor J-Mo a little bit. Because I thought that video of J-Mo filming himself handing out money in the middle of the day on the street was while a nice gesture, a little bit strange. That'll do it for this Friday edition of Locked On Lions. Thanks for making this your first listen. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts. We got to shout out our friends at SiriusXM, new partnership with them that we're excited about right here on Locked On Lions. We are back again Monday with a brand new episode edition of Locked On Lions.